Joining us now by phone is Larry Weber. He joins us every week here on North Shore Weekend with Weekend Outdoors. Larry is a recently retired high school science teacher. He writes a weekly phenology column, lives with his wife on an old farm in Carlton County, Minnesota, where he watches, photographs, and writes about critters. Welcome, Larry.
Hi, how you doing? You got any snow on the ground up there?
We do. It's a nice amount of snow. I would say maybe three or four inches.
Oh, my gosh. I'm full of envy. We have just a dusting, and we have been getting the last couple days little bits here and there. Now, the forecast for this afternoon is for more. Last night, the forecast said 3 to 6 inches. This morning, they're saying now 2 to 4 inches. So we'll see what actually happens. But, yeah, this is freeze-up time. This is absolutely fascinating time. Every day is so different. Freeze-up. 2 days ago, there was no ice on the lake. Yesterday, I estimated 40%. Today, I estimated 50%. It was interesting, in the open water, there was still a flock of ducks, a flock of buffleheads.
Mm-hmm.
And other lakes around here, as recently as 2 days ago, they were only partially covered, and yesterday I saw them completely covered. And, oh, as I said, it's just a fascinating time. I always like to see what I call a healthy November, whereby the ground freezes, the lakes and ponds and swamps freeze, and then we get snow. That's what I call a healthy November. Well, this year, if this snow does materialize this afternoon, we'd partially get it. Now, it's interesting to make a comparison with this November and the last two Novembers. A year ago, we had an amazing November. We had 27 inches of snow. It was our snowiest month of the whole winter. By this time, we already had a snow cover somewhere around 6 inches. Cross-country skiing was definitely well underway, and it continued to go. The snow cover that we got by mid-November last year lasted. It was one of a continuous amounts of snows that lasted all the way until late April, over 150 days. We had temperatures cold enough that the lakes were frozen by this time. According to my journals, I walked on ice by this time last year, so that shows that it's strong enough. 2 years ago, however, was just the opposite. We got 1 inch of snow throughout the month of November. We did not get a snow cover that lasted until December, and then, of course, it was an early exit as well in March, and so we only had about 100 days. We had warmer temperatures, so that there wasn't really a good freeze-up until the end of the month. So it's an interesting comparison of the two, and I would like to think that this year we're going to be in between those. Now, still remains to be seen what's going to happen through the rest of November. However, from the forecast of next week, it looks like we're going to get a little bit of a warming trend, and we may end up losing some of this freeze-up that we're getting. The freeze-up goes off and on for quite a while, and usually by the time we get to the end of the month, the lakes are frozen. But that remains to be seen. In addition to seeing that flock of buffleheads, the other things that have been migrating across lately have been the bald eagles. Boy, I see them every day.
Yeah.
Reports of bald eagles at Hawk Ridge every day. Also reports of red-tail hawks and rough-leg hawks, and I saw both of the two this week as well. It's interesting to note that the day before yesterday, they counted at Hawk Ridge, they counted 12 golden eagles, and that is really an interesting thing. Most people never see a golden eagle, or if they do, they don't recognize it. It's a fascinating bird, and there's just a lot more being discovered about it, and it turns out that they are a lot more of in the east than most people thought. So, if you see a big eagle-like bird that doesn't have the white head and white tail, it's not necessarily an immature bald eagle. It could very well be a golden eagle at this time. In addition to that, there are some birds that are in flocks. I already mentioned the bufflehead, but I also saw flocks of mallards this week. Tundra swans, a flock of tundra swans went over the other night. I heard them calling, and then I saw another flock day before yesterday flying over. And then Canada geese, still, they just seem to hang around as long as they possibly can. Flocks of redpolls, flocks of goldfinches. Goldfinches came to the feeder. Redpolls, not yet. They don't come to the feeder until later in winter. And then yesterday I saw a flock of pine siskins, which I had not seen much for quite a while, so I was glad to see those. This week also, while we were walking, early morning, dark and chilly, the 15th of November, I heard a rough grouse drumming. Now, it's not unusual, rough grouse drum in the fall. But when it gets chilly in the mid-November, that is a little unusual. Yeah. Here we have an example, apparently, of a male that is just a little bit threatened by some of the younger males coming into the territory. And he just has to let them know that this place is taken. The other thing I like to visit this time of year is I like to go to beaver ponds. Beaver ponds are really interesting. As long as there is a chance for there to be some open water, beavers will take advantage of it, and they'll go up on shore and they'll cut off the small saplings, bring them back, and use them for their cache of food that they put near the lodge. Now, the beaver pond that I visited yesterday was completely frozen. However, there were spots where it showed the beaver had come up and broken the ice at a couple of locations, and they will do that for quite a while. So they're getting ready for their long winter. I always think beavers have a pretty tough winter, but they're getting ready for it. Also of note are the snowshoe hares. Snowshoe hares that were brown for the summer are now getting their white coat, and usually by the end of the month, they are all white. Now, a few years ago, we had a season where the snow was late, and so the snowshoe hare had turned white, but there was no snow around them. And what was supposed to be a good camouflage turned out to be something that really let them be known. I was on I bicycled on the Munger Trail in one day, and I saw no less than five just while biking. Well, that's something you don't normally do, but under those conditions, I could see it. We also have a cottontail rabbit that's been hanging around here. It's a loner. I never see more than one, but it continues to survive. It comes every night to the bird feeder. And speaking of nights at the bird feeder, we have two other visitors. We have raccoons that have been coming every night. They haven't been doing too much damage. They just pick up what they find on the ground, and they make a little noise, but I don't mind them. Then we have flying squirrels, and they are so terrific. I put out food for them every night at dusk so the other squirrels won't eat it, and boy, they arrive. They arrive ready the early sunset. They arrive shortly after 5 o'clock already. And the other morning, in the early morning, in the darkness, I turned on the light, and there were some still there from in the early morning. So they are gregarious. I've seen as many as a dozen of them at one time. They're very interesting, very beautiful little critter, and they're so active and just a neat thing to watch this time of year. In addition to that, we are finally having the last of our deciduous trees drop their leaves. The lilac in the yard finally dropped its leaves. This week, buckthorns are dropping their leaves. The last one that's still hanging on is we have some weeping willows out in front in our front yard here, and they are still holding on to some leaves. I don't think they'll last much longer. We have some windy days, and I think that will bring them down. If that doesn't, the snow will. This is finally, I think, if the snow does materialize today, and we do get snow on the ground, and if the snow lasts, then we will finally be coming to an end of this period of time that I call autwind, which is the time between the leaves dropping from the trees and the snow covering the ground. And it's been very good and long this year. It's been very beautiful. But if the snow lasts, we will finally be coming to another. And then, of course, the new snow cover opens up a whole other world to take a look at. So,
yes,
yeah, get out and enjoy it. These are beautiful days to get out on. So have a good one. And thank you for calling.
Well, thank you, Larry. We've been speaking with Larry Weber. He's a phenologist. And he joins us here on North Shore Weekend every Saturday at about this time.